Parshas Beshalach. The main part of Parshas Beshalach is the Shir Hayom, and the tzarchi in Godel in the Shir Hayom is that the whole Shir Hayom is written by Lashon Osid. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Rashi says Mikhan Remez Latchias Hamesim in the Torah. Why is Oz Yoshe Moshe? Why is this going into the Osid Lavoi? Oshir El Hashem. The whole Indian, the Shira ends, Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilam Void. What's the whole Indian of the Osid? Why couldn't they sing a Shira in the Hoiva? Why they just mamish minutes ago witnessed the Mardikanes? Why does the Shira have to be sung by Loshen Osid? The beginning of the parasha, the pasuk says they began their journey by Yisu Misukois. The Farshim asks, why does it have to say by Yisu Misukois? We already know from the previous parasha that they journeyed from Ramses to Sukois. We know they're in Sukois. Why does it have to stress again by Yisu Misukois? Another main part of the parasha is the parasha after Kriyas Yamsuf comes the parasha of the Mon, and the parasha of the Mon is a big parasha. Also, we have to understand the Oimek or the Inyan of the Mon. In the Inyanim of the Mon, first Bechlal, why does the Mon take Shariches in the Psukim? What's the Shaychus of Shabbos to the Mon? If you look, so many Psukim which discuss the Mon in context to the Bechin of Shabbos. Vayibayim HaShlishi, Vayibayim HaShishi, Lok to Lechem Mishnah, Shabbos Shabbosin Hashem Mocha, Isa Shetoifu, etc. Vayibayim HaMoshi, Chlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayem Hashem, Sheshes Yom Tilkadu, Vayibayim HaShvi, Shabbos Lo Yeh Boy. What's the Indian? And Tzivuim HaShabbos were given, Ruki Hashem Nosin Lachim Isa Shabbos. What's the Inyan of Shabbos? We know Bichlal that Mitzvah Shabbos is also given in this week's parasha. What's the Shaychus to so many Inyanim of Shabbos biyachad together with the Shaychus of Parshas B'Shalach? What's the Shaychus of Amalek in the end of the parasha that came in Parshas B'Shalach, the end of Parshas B'Shalach to wage war with Klal Yisrael? And also by from Klal Yisrael, we have to understand how's Parshas B'Shalach a hachana for Parshas Yisrael, which is the parasha of Kabbalah Satoru. Ve'eran boy, as we discussed in the last shiur, ve'eran boy are better more in yonim of going out of Mitzrayim. And Mishalach is like a mid parasha with all the yonim that we just discussed. And then Yisro is Kabbalah Satorah. So Mishalach is like a in between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. What's the Oimek Inyan? Where do we see from all these Nakudas? In Parshas Mishalach, the Parshas Mishalach is like an intermediary between Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hamamad Asina, and Kabbalah Satorah. The answer to these kashas lies in the big yisod that's brought down Gemara's Chazal. Olam Hazeh is called Chai Yisho. Parnosa, Meloch and Olam Hazeh is called Chai Yisho. Torah Kedusha is called Chai Olam. Chai Yisho versus Chai Olam. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, we're working hard. That's the beginning of Chai Yisho. They're working hard for their bread, for their parnosa. That's the oimek, the bechinas chai yisho. Pashas Yisro is the Torah. The Torah Kedosh is like a cool chai oilo. So Mitzrayim is chai yisho. Yisro, Torah, is chai oilo. Mishalach is the transition from chai yisho to chai oilo. Pashas Mishalach is a birur. And it's magdir clearly the bechinas of chai yisho and chai oilo. And how does one get from Chai Yisho to Chai Olam? And the Yisod is, these are Dvarim Yiduim, Pshutim. Chazal say that as the more a person is Dovuk to Mechinas and Yonim of Olam Hazeh, which is Chai Yisho, temporary life, the more removed a person is from the Mechinas Chai Olam. And the other way around as well. The more a person is removed from Chai Olam Hazeh, the more he's shaykh to the Osid Lovoy, to the Chai Olam. Chai Olam meaning the Chai HaNetzach. Parshas B'Shalach is the parsha that removes Klal Yisrael from Chai Yisho and prepares it for Chai Olam. Parshas B'Shalach is the parsha that takes Klal Yisrael away from Chai Yisrael and prepares them for Chai Yisrael. For the Chai Einam in Parshas Yisroel, Torah, which is Chai Einam. And this Yisod is Yisod Atik Yomen, that goes as far back as Avraham Avinu, by the Brit, before the Brit Ben Absarim. We know the Brit Ben Absarim, the Rabbein Shalom is Megalit Avraham Avinu, the whole Lassad Lavoi. And the Hachana to the Brit Ben Absarim, the Psukim that lead up to the Brit Ben Absarim, are the Gilui, that Avraham Avinu is Menatzeach, the Melchomas, Kenegad the Melochim. And Vayim HaMelech Stoim El Avram Tenli in Al-Nefesh V'Ruchush Kachloch, he offered Avraham Avinu Ashirus. Vayim HaAvram HaMelech Stoim Harim Moisi Yodi Al Hashem Keel Elyon Koi Nishmai V'Oretz Im Michut V'Atzroi Chanal V'Im Ekach Mikol HaShaloch. Avraham Avinu shows that he's Moyes in Inyonim HaVolim HaZeh. He's Moyes in the Chai Yishoh. He doesn't want the riches. And Avraham Avinu continues that in the beginning of Perek Tezvov, the parsha in Lech Lecha begins with Bris Ben Absarim. Rabbein Shalom says, "Al tira Avram, anoichi mogin loch schor kahar b'meyoid." Avram Avinu says, "Ma titin li all the shiras and everything you're giving me? Ma titin li v'anoichi elech harivi?" Avraham Avinu, you see that Avraham Avinu is not interested. Avraham Avinu wants Chai Olam. Hermela, with that schus, he was Oicha. By being Moyes, by showing that he wasn't interested in the Chai Yisho. With that, he was Oicha to the Bris Ben Absarim, which is the Bechinas Chai Olam. With that, Avraham Avinu saw the Giluim till the Osed Love. Yitzchok Avinu is Yadua. Tzvar Shlema says, Yitzchok is Oisius Kotz Chai. He's repulsed by the Chai Olam Hazeh. Tzvar Shlomo says that when Yitzchak became blind, he probably couldn't look at the Olam Hazeh. He couldn't look at the Olam Hazeh. Yitzchak Avinu was the Bechina of being completely removed from Chai Yisho. Yaakov Avinu was somebody who was Oysa Kol Kuloi in Chai Olam, which is Torah of Yaakov Ishtam Yeshiva Holim. Yaakov Avinu is a Bikish Legalis of Saket. So Yitzchok is removed from Olam Hazeh, from Chai Yishoh, and the more one is removed from Chai Yishoh, the more one is Dovuk. The next Bechina is, the more one is Dovuk to the Chai Olam. So Yitzchok takes away from Chai Yishoh, and Yaakov Avinu brings him into Chai Olam. We know that the Shibud Mitzrayim began Beleidus Yitzchok, Chazal say. Because in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were Oisuk and were working hard, it was all a Bechina of Chai Yishoh. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who's Moyes, who brings the Mios of Chai Yisho. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who shows the Bechina that a person's got to be Dovuk to Chai Olam. He's the Bechina that takes them away, doesn't let them enjoy the Chai Yisho. And Taka the Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, they were worked hard, they didn't enjoy, they were in a terrible Shibbut. Bezchus Yitzchak Avinu, you see that later on they complain, Zuchanes, Abitzolim, Savatichim. But the Maisa B'Shas Maisa, the Ha'orah of the Kedushas Yitzchak Avinu, was the Ha'orah that was telling them that Chai Yishoh is not the Geshmak, it's not the Emistik Atainuk. Chai Yishoh is temporary. Temporary comes to an end. It's not Chai Olam. And we made it, therefore, the whole Inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim was taken to take them out of the Chai Yishoh. To show them, to be Mechiach them, the Chai Yishoh is not going anywhere. To mamish make the most in the whole Inyan of Chai Yishoh. And that's why the end of the Mitzrayim, we represent the Chai Yisho as the Bechina and the Yam Suf. Suf is Soif. Ibn Ezra says Soif of something. Chai Yisho is only a Chai Yisho. It's only temporary. It comes to a Soif. It comes to the end. The Mitzrayim dying in the Yam Suf was the greatest when the V'yai Yisrael as Mitzrayim Meis al Sfasayom. This week's parasha, V'yai Yisrael as Mitzrayim Meis al Sfasayom, they realized that the Chai Yisho comes to an end. It's Mos, a Meis. A Meis is Mos. When they realized the greatest Me'isa in Chai Yishoh, then they were so removed from Chai Yishoh, that then the Rebbein Shalom could be Megala them the Giluyim of the Chai Olam. And that's why the Parshas B'Shalach is the parsha which is at the same time is taking them out of the Chai Isha, is introducing them to the Chai Olam. And if it's introducing them to the Chai Olam, then maybe that's how it's a hachana for Parshas Yisrael, which is Kabbalah Satoira. Because Chai Isha, can you get Chai Olam? Can you do in Chazal? The Chai Olam is the Bechinah of Torah, Ki Hem Chayenu Verachimenu. Chai Isha is the Bechinah of Parnasa and Tirdus of Parnasa. Taking them away from the shibbut of working hard of Chai Isha Mitzrayim. When they saw that Chai Isha mamish coming to an end, then suddenly they saw they had the greatest tshuka for the Chai Olam. Chai Olam meaning for the Chai Netzach, for the future. When the Chai Isha came to an end, then they had the greatest tshuka for the Chai Olam. And made it therefore there was Zoycha to see all the Giluyim of Oz Yashe Moshe, Mikan Remez Latchias HaMesim in HaTorah, the whole Shira is Lashon Osid. When they saw the end of Chai Isha, then they started seeing the Moridik Giluyim and the Moridik Oiris of Chai Olam. Chai Olam is the future, it's beyond the temporary life. And that's why the whole Shira is B'Lashon Osid, Oshira Lashem, Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, Hashem Yimloich Lailam Void. Mikdash Hashem koinu yudecha. Why are you mentioning the Beis HaMikdash in the Shira? Because the Beis HaMikdash kiyadua is the Chaya HaNetzach. The koinim is the Azhara, the Nefesh Leitama Ba'amov. There's no Misa in the Beis HaMikdash. Misa is only Chaya Shah. Chaya Shah is temporary. Temporary comes to an end. That is Misa. In the Beis HaMikdash, the koinim not allowed to become Tomei Beis. They're Oisak in Chaya, in Inyonim of Chaya Oilam. No nisim, that the meat never went off, there's no flies, nisim zvub b'beis ha-mitbachayim. In other words, Beis HaMikdash was a lebedika place, it was a place of Chai Olam. Now that they saw the Chai Isha dead, Mitzrayim, Mesel Tzfasayom, now they could really appreciate the tshuka of having a Mishkan and having a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan Hashem koinin yodecha, a Mikdash Hashem koinin yodecha, giluim av liyasid lovi. So this is what Parshas B'Shalach. And Be'emes, as a Tani the Messiah, to what we're saying over here, we have a Mordek Araya from this week's parasha. In an Oifen Shabaniglas and an Oifen Shabanistan. We all know that the Chai Olam and the Machlaikas between Chai Olam and Chai Isha is the famous Machlaikas between the Heilige Rashbi and the Heilige Rabbi Shmuel. The Rashbi was into a Bechinas Chai Olam. The Rashbi was in a cave. The Rashbi was in a Ma'ara for 11 years. He was in the Ma'ara. And when he came out of the Ma'ara, the Gemara says that he saw people being oisik and chai isha. And he said, how can a person leave chai oilam and be oisik and chai isha? Benasu gal shel atzomis, and he burnt people. In other words, the Rashbi was in the Ma'ara. In the Ma'ara, he was completely removed from oilam hazeh. The more one is removed from oilam hazeh, the more one is into chai oilam. The more one is removed from chai isha, the more one is into chai oilam, and he can't be soifel chai isha. Chai isha is repulsive to him. And the Giluyim that he had in the Ma'ar in the cave, that's where it was Nizgalat in the Sefer Zoya. And as he writes in Akdamas Zoya, Besifra Da Yifkun Mingalus, that the Sefer Zoya is the Sefer of Chai Olam Kino. It's the Sefer that's going to take Kali Shoal out of Golis. It's the Sefer that's going to take Kali Shoal out of Chai Shah into Chai Olam. So when he was in the Ma'ar, where he was so removed from Gashmias, there was no Melacha, it didn't work, there was no Chai Shah Bechlal. There's no Chai Isha Bechlal, so he was cooling to Chai Olam. He was cooling to Chai Olam, that was the Gilui of the Zoya. That was the Gilui of the Zoya. He made it when he came out. When he was so much into Chai Olam already, he couldn't look at Chai Isha. He had such a tshuka for Chai Olam that he couldn't look at Chai Isha. When he saw Chai Isha, it hurt him and it disturbed him so much. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Safta de Ganecha. Rabbi Shmuel says, Hinak by a minik derech eretz. Kozman, the Rabban Shalom, we're not on the Madrigo, we're not like other Rishon Gan Eden, the Fnei Achet. So the person has to work, the person's got to be Yosek, a Chai Isha. A lot of people try, like the Rashbi, but I also be Yoda. Machlaik is Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel. B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar was a Tana the Messiah to Rabbi Shmuel, to Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yechai. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, we'll discuss it in a minute, but Klal Yisrael in the Midbar ate them on. And the Rabban Shalom said that you should take them on, told Moshe Rabbeinu, that they should put the man away in the Mishmeres. And what was that Mishmeres? The Mishmeres for Lader Seichem. What Mishmeres was it Lader Seichem? So Rashi brings down over there in this week's parasha. Bimei Yirmiyo, Kishoye Yirmiyo, Mechichon. Why are you learning Torah? Kilo, why are you Oisik in Chai Oilam? Vehem Oimrim, Naniach Melachteinu, Venasik B'Torah. We don't work if we're not Oisik in Chai Shom. Mechon is Parnes. Hoitzilim Sinsenes Anon, Omelem, Atem, Ru'u Dvar Hashem. Shomu Leinem, Ru'u. But then it's parnas of Yisaychem. Har b'shluchim yesh lo elamokim lochim mazay nireyav. The whole sugi of the mon was a sugi that was a tanit of a sailei to the Rashbi. As I stated in Rashi, it's the Tani the Messiah lays the Rashi. That later on, the Rebbe Shalom was going to say, what do you mean? Why you hear me on? He's going to be Mechiach Klal Yisrael. Why are you being noisy with Chai Shah? Otherwise, what are you going to do? What's going to happen? Naniach Melachteinu, how are you going to live? He showed them the Mon. The Mon was the Tana of the Messiah to the Rashbi. Why is that Tana of the Messiah to the Rashbi over here in Parshas B'Shalach? Because that's the whole Yisod as we just discussed before. That's the whole Yisod of Parshas B'Shalach. The whole Yisod of Parshas B'Shalach is the transition from Chai Yisrael to Chai Yoylam. After Klal Yisrael, after the Yamsuf, after the Soif of the Chayisha, is then Klal Yisrael was zeichet to the Mon. The Mon was the same Bechina. The Mon was a Bechina of Chai Olam. There was no Chayisha in the Mon whatsoever. The Mon was one piece of Chai Olam, and that's why it's a Lederetech. That's why it lasts Lederus. It's not Chayisha. It's not temporary. It's Leolam. The Mon is a Nitzchistik Bechina. Famous Ritzadik says, why is the Gadat Gemara on the Mon in the last parak of Yuma? The last parak of Yuma, the Hilchas Yuma Kippurim, that's where the Gadat Gemara on the Mon are. Because we know that Yuma Kippurim is called Shabbos Shabbosan. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos Shabbosan, which is Yom Kippur, is Mamisha Bechina of Me'ein Olam Haba. Mamisha Bechina of Olam Haba. Just like Olam Haba, Eimar Le'achila Ve'le'ishtia. So too, Yom Kippur, Eimar Le'achila Ve'le'ishtia. It's a complete bechin of Olam Haba. If it's a complete bechin of Olam Haba, therefore, in that period, you have the Agadah to Gemara of the Mon. Because the Mon is a bechin of Olam Haba. It's a bechin of Chai Olam. It's a bechin of the Nitzchis. And Ramela, therefore, that's why Dafka Parshas B'Shalach, where there's no Chai Yeshua, there's only Chai Olam, is the Tana of the Messiah laid to the Rashbi. The Mon was the Tana of the Messiah laid to the Rashbi. Ramela, if you want to go even deeper, we all know the Peldik of Degel Machan Ephraim. When the Degel Nachan Ephraim writes on the Pasuk of Bnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyod Rama says the Targum Unklus Bereish Galei, and Degel Nachan Ephraim says Bereish Galei is Rosh Hatevis Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, because Reb Shimon Yochai said, as we mentioned earlier, the Zoya says Nagdama V'Sifra Da Yifkun Min Galusa. So therefore Bnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyod Rama is Bereish Galei is Rosh Hatevis Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Degel Nachan Ephraim in this week's parasha, Parshas B'Shalach. So this is a Rashbi de Kaparsha. This is a Chai Olam de Kaparsha. This is a removal from the Chai Yishah into the Chai Olam. And Bechlal, as we're discussing it already, it's a very important Hiron, a very important lesson to everybody. That the Maisa now today, it's like Rabbi Shmuel, Hanag Ben Neminik Der Cheret. We're not on the Madrigal of the Mon. We haven't got the Mon. And we're also in Chai Yishah as well. And we daven Tefillah as Chai Yishah. We're also in Chai Yishah. However, in Tefillah, which is the Bechin of Chai Yishah, we have a Mordechai Remes. The Bracha Baruch Aleinu is the Bracha for Parnas. A Bracha for Chai Yishah. However, there's a Smichas. Straight after the Bracha Baruch Aleinu, we start to Chav Yishah for God L'Chir Seyin already. We start talking about Mashiach. We start talking about Liyasid Lavoi. Tkufa Liyasid Lavoi. Olam Haba. Achir Seyom. Mishalayim Yerichal Barachim Toshub. Straight after Baruch Aleinu, which means that the whole heta to be Oisik and Chai Yishah is only calls man a person has the Mordek Gaguim for the Liyasid Lavoi. Chas V'Shalom for a person to get for Krochim into the Chai Yishah, that's like going back to Mitzrayim. When a person goes out to work, he has to realize that before he goes out to work, he has to work up his Tzipia for the Gula Hashleim of Amitis. He has to work up for the Chai Olam. He has to build up his Gaguim for the Osit, for the future, for the Olam HaNetzach. To Kabashay for God L'Cheresenu. Only then does he have a heta to go out and work L'Chai Yishah. That's the smichas of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu to Kabashay for God. Memela, with this Yisod, the Parshas B'Shalach is a parsha that's taking Klal Yisrael from Chai Yishah into Chai Olam. And we just said that the more one is removed from Chai Yishah, the more one sees the Oiris and feels and has a tshuka for the Oiris of the Chai Olam. So Meida, therefore, Pasuk says, V'yasav l'kim sa'am derech ha-midbar yamsav. Coming out of Mitzrayim, coming out of the Chai Yishah, person's got to go into the Midbar. Midbar is a place that's removed from Chai Yishah. The Midbar is a place where you can't work. It's mufka from the whole musak of Chai Yishah. You can't work in the Midbar. It's be'eretz lo zeruah. The work was always agriculture. In the Midbar there's no agriculture. So Rabbeinu Shlomo Dafka took us If Hashem would have taken us straight into Eretz Yisrael, so then we would have gone out of Mitzrayim, which is Chayisho, and we would have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael, which is also Bechin of Chayisho. Ishtach is Gafdev, Ishtach is Teinos. Avad Eretz Yisrael as the Kedusha of Chay Oilo, Salach Lefnei Hashem, Ba'atz HaSachayim, it's Emestik HaChayim. Or in the life of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, was the life of Ishtach is Gafdev, Ishtach is Teinos. So straight from Mitzrayim, Chayisho, into Eretz Yisrael, we would have had a big Nesoyin to live our lives there, Chayisho as well, instead of Chay Oilo. Remain and therefore, first of all, wants to be mafkiyas completely from Chayisho. Forget Chayisho. Boinshlein says, I'm taking you into the Midbar. Smiyasim and Kimasom derech ha-Midbar. There's no tachas gafnoi, there's no tachas teinosoi. It's an eretz lo zeruah. It's mufka from hanik behaminik derech eretz. And it's a kule rashbi de kaparsha. It's a parsha from where there's only Chayod and there's no Chayisho. And made and therefore, that's why the Pasuk says, Pasuk says, Vayisu mi sukkos, vayachnu beisam. What's the Indian of sukkos? Well, we know sukkos, the chag of sukkos, is a chag of tzei midiris keva, leave the chayisho, v'shev midiris arai. The chag of sukkos is removing ourselves from the kviyas of olam hazeh, removing ourselves from the kviyas of giving kviyas to chayisho. And we go into the sukkah, which reminds us of the anana kovoid, reminds us of life in the Midbar. The Midbar, the whole life of the Midbar was Vayisu, Vayachnu, Vayisu, Vayachnu. The whole time they had a destination in sight. They were journeyers, they were travelers. And we were heading, we were living in our Olam, which is Mufka from Chai Shah, and we were heading to Chai Olam. Taka, the Chag of Sukkot, is a Chag where the Rebbein Shalom added on another day, a regal b'fnei atzmoi, straight after Chag of Sukkot. A b'chin of regal b'fnei atzmoi, gabi b'zak shav. The b'chin of regal b'fnei atzmoi is Shmini, and Yom HaShmini, Atzeres Tiyolachem. Shmini we know is l'mal min ha-teva. Shmini we know is the Olam Haba. Shmini is the b'chin of Olam Haba. So Remeila, therefore, after Chag HaSukkos, after a person's removed himself, again, a person's removed himself from Olam HaZeh, from the Chayisho, and he's gone into the Sukkah, and he's living in the Sukkah, he's removed from Chai Shah. Then, after Chag HaSukkos, he goes straight into the Chai Olam, which is the Bechin of Yom HaShmini. So therefore, since the whole Parshas B'Shalach is a Parsha that removes us from Chai Shah, when we see the end of Chai Shah, and then we can enter Chai Olam with a proper Tshuka. So therefore, the Pasuk repeats and stresses, Vayisu Misukkos. We first journey from Sukkos. Sukkos is the first Klal, is the first Musa Haskel, when you're going into the Midbar, to a place that's Mufka from Chai Shah. Hamela, therefore, that's why he also explains us. If that's the whole b'shalach, so this was the hagdama. This was the hagdama, and being in the midbar, being in the bechin of chay olam, led to the moed kenes of Kriyas Yamsuf, where Klal Yisrael being so removed from chay Yishah, like the Rashbi in the cave, being in the eretz lezeruah. If a person is so removed from Chai Shah, Klal Yisrael was so removed from Chai Shah, then they were zoichet to all the giluim of the Shiras Hayom of Oz Yashem Moshe, where they saw the Chai Olam, they saw the everlasting life, they saw the future, they saw the Nitzchias, they saw the Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash Hashem Koinon Yudecha, as we said earlier. The Mikdash, which is not a Chai Shah, the Mikdash is a Chai Olam. The Nefesh Lo Yitam Ba'amav. Nothing comes to an end. Nothing's temporary. Nothing comes to an end. The Beis HaMikdash was a matzav of Chai Olam. We made it, therefore, that's why Shabbos was given in this week's parasha. As Rashi says, Shom lechoik mishpat v'shom nisol, Shabbos was given in this week's parasha. The mon was given in this week's parasha. As we mentioned earlier, the mon is a bechinah of chay olam. You know, oisik b'chlad, just like Shabbos. Shabbos, sheishis yomim ta'asim melachtecha. The weekdays is chay shor. Shabbos, you know, alayim melachim. Shabbos is the main olam haba. That's chay olam, not chay shor. The mon was the mezainus of Klal Yisrael without going through chay shor. It was a mezainus of Chai Olam. It was a mezainus, it was a sustenance of Chai Olam without having to go through Chai Yishah. It made it, therefore, that's why Mon and Shabbos are so closely connected. So much of them, what's discussed in the Mon is discussed in the Mon, the Yachas to Shabbos. That's Parshas B'Shalach. And maybe we can understand then why Parshas B'Shalach, why the end of Parshas B'Shalach is the Melchemes Amalek. Esau was the one who said, Hine enoichi hoylech lomus, v'loma lezeli b'choyu. The Bechayra, who was supposed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov Avinu, we said earlier, was Chai Olam. He was the Bechina of Bikish Legalis and Sakeit. Esav is Ashkofe, is Hinei Neichah Hilech Ramas. Life is only temporary. Life is Chai Yishah. If life is Chai Yishah, what do I need the Bechayra in the Beis HaMikdash? Amani shaykh to bechinas chayisho. Esav is a clipper of echol layoyim kimocha namas. Be oisik, indulge in chayisho. Because tomorrow anyways a person is going to die. He's koifer in tchias ha-mesim. As the Medrash says, that he was koifer when Yaakovinu came, by the Suda, when he sold in the Bechayra, he sold in Bechayra Esav, then was koifer in the whole Indian of tchias ha-mesim. Why? Because he hasn't got a chay olam. He's only got a chay shah. He represents chay shah. Remeida, therefore, now that Klal Yisrael was so ready for Kabbalah Satorah, so ready in next week's parasha to accept the Torah, which is chay olam, Amalek, whose whole bechin is chay shah, he tried to contaminate us. He tried to be poigamas with a clipper of chay shah, as we were so much into chay olam already. We already nimus from chay shah. And nevertheless, Esav came again to try to contaminate us with the clipper of Chai Yishol when we were so close to Chai Yishol. Yomeda, therefore, that's the bechina of ki mocha emcha zeich amalik tachas ha-shamayim. The middah is that Rabban Shalom is going to erase him. We have a mitzvah machias amalik that he's not going to have any Chai Yishol. He's kol kulay Chai Yishol. We see the same thing, the hemshech of Amalek, in the story of Purim, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. Hachashverosh was Kulei Gashmi, Kulei Chai Yishol. Hachashverosh, the beginning of the Megillas Esther, talks about the Ribui Gashmi, and the Ashirus, and the Ribui of Chai Yishol. And Klal Yisrael, Be'etzem, Wenene, Misedosa Shel Hachashverosh. Klal Yisrael, Wenene, they were Miyayish on going back to build the Bisamigdash. Bisamigdash, we said, is Chai Yishol. They were Miyayish on the Bechenes Chai Yishol, and they settled for Chai Yishol. If they settle for Chai Yishol, comes along the Rabban Shalom and says, okay, if you want Chai Yishol, say this, it will be temporary for you. And that came out, the whole Gezeiro, Hola Hargala Hashmid, Ayudin. If you don't want Chai Yishol, if you don't want evidence, if you don't want eternity, if you want after Chai Yishol, Ribuy of indulgence in Chai Yishol, Nen Emsidosa Shalach HaShverish, Hemeda, therefore, I'll give you Chai Yishol. And that's the Gezeiro, La Hargala Hashmid, to come to an end, Chas Yishol. Haman comes from Amalek. He's the one who decreed such a thing. He's the one who keeps on stressing Chai Yishol into Klal Yisrael. And Meida, therefore, in the same way as the end of Parshas B'Shalach, just before Kabbalah Satorah, which is Chai Olam, Amalek comes along, so too, in the story of Purim, before the Kim of a Kibla Yehudim, Haman came and wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. As a result of the Mechias Amalek, that the Mizoicha, that Haman died, and Mechias Amalek in Megillas Esther, straight after that, there was also Kabbalah Satorah. Kimo Mekiblu, Ayehudim, Mensh Tachum and Sevtaka. Ha-Sinai was Kabbalah Satorah Shavikzav. Kimo Mekiblu, Ayehudim was Kabbalah Satorah Shabal Peh. Both times we had a story with Amalek before Kabbalah Satorah, before Mizoicha to be Mekabel Torah, which is Chai Olam, Amalek comes along and tries to infest us and contaminate us with his Bechinas Chai Yishol. Both cases we were Machnia Amalek, and after being Machnia Amalek, comes straight to Kabbalah Satorah. After you Machnia Amalek, that represents the Musak of Chai Yishol, then we Mekabel Chai Olam. That's the story of Purim, which says, V'zichrom lo Yosef Mizarom. That's the Bechina of L'Olam L'Netzach Netzach. So Remeida, therefore, that's the Parashas B'Shalach. Parashas B'Shalach is the parasha of finishing off with Chai Yishol and entering the Chai Olam. And therefore, the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim is L'man Tizkor Yitzim Tzeitz Chomeret Mitzrayim Kol Yimechayachah. Kol Yimechayachah is the Rabbis Yimois HaMashiach. Yimois HaMashiach is the Olam HaNetzach. Olam HaNetzach, the whole story of Yitzias Mitzrayim was take us out of temporary and bring us into Chai Olam. Remeida, Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Pesach to the Chai Olam. And the Pesach to the Yimois HaMashiach. And Meir Laman Tizkos Yom Tzeitz Chomeret Mitzrayim Kol Yimechayachah is the Rabbis Yimois HaMashiach. And Meira, therefore, Ben Shalom should help us, which we zorich in these parishes, to be dovuk to the Bechina of Chai Olam, to be dovuk to the Bechina of, and to see Olam Hazeh, vulnerable, to see Olam Hazeh as an Olam which is Choyle for Hoive, to see all the Gashmis, to see everything in proper proportion, and to see how the more person removes himself from Olam Hazeh, the more person will be Zorcha to the Giluyim and to the feelings of Olam Haba, and we should be Zorcha to the Korov, to Yom Shekulei Shabbos, and Menucha, and Chai Olam, and Meherim Yameinu. Amen.